Good morning. Welcome to worship here at Kemeny Parish Church. Welcome to all who are regulars, to our visitors, to those who are watching online via our streaming service or in catch-up service during the week. Welcome to worship all. It's very nice to be back here after a couple weeks holiday. We'll say that Heather and I had a lovely town up in, and I'm going to butcher the pronunciation probably, up in Gamery, so otherwise known as Gardenstown, I suppose. But we had a lovely time, and I think Benny had the most fun of all, though, with long walks each and every day and chasing the birds. So, but we're delighted to be back with you here in Kemeny after a wee break. We have several intimations to share. First of all, to make it clear at the start of our time, today is a Communion Sunday, as you can tell from the table. And today is the first time we'll be trying a different format for communion. In the past, as you know, we've taken the bread out to the congregation and then the wine or the cup out to the congregation. We're going to try something a bit different today, that we're going to have two serving stations down front, two teams of two, and we ask people who are able and willing to come forward row by row to receive communion today. So this is a different format. If there are some kinks in the system today, we ask for your forgiveness in advance. But we're hoping this will be a meaningful change to how we do communion here in Kemeny Parish Church. And when you do take the bread, I have to say this at the start, you'll indulge me. When you take the bread, we have this habit of taking the tiniest little pinch of bread that we possibly can. Please don't do that. Please don't do that. Please take a healthy chunk of bread, or as my wife is fond of saying, please take a big chunk of Jesus, okay? So that when you dip into the cup, you actually have some bread to dip in as well. So there's a reason for it as well. So, but we'll journey through this new format of communion together later on in the service. A reminder today that after the conclusion of our service, we have a family Advent gathering at the church center, and families with children are invited to the center to share a meal together, to hear a story on Advent, and to make a devotional Christmas craft for your homes. Games will then be provided for the children as the adults share a cuppa together. And this is today, immediately after the service, up to the church center for families with children. A reminder that the next meeting of our men's group will be on Tuesday, 12th of December at 7 p.m. in the church center. All interested men, please come along and enjoy a time of food and fellowship and what is sure to be a wonderful presentation by our own Alan Gorvett as he takes us on a photographic journey. As you can see in the print, that we have need of volunteers to serve as church officer. And Jim and Allison Hunter are in the process of moving to Aberdeen in the new year, and Jim's post of church officer will become vacant. We do have one volunteer so far to help carry this, but we're looking for additional support. Any interested person should please speak with Sheila Simpson, who is our session clerk. Let's see here. Our Bible discovery group's going on this week. Yes? Good? Good. Bible discovery groups will carry on this week, Monday and Thursday at 7:30 p.m. in the church center. Winnowers will recommence this week on Tuesday at 12:30 down in the quiet room. That's a time for us to sit together and listen to the text for the coming Sunday. And all are welcome to attend that, whether you've been before or not. I've also been asked to offer a huge thank you to those who attended the games afternoon yesterday in the church center. Heard it is a great success, and from what I've heard, the game of Boggle was a particular hit for certain individuals, shall we say. Our friends at St. Anne's Scottish Episcopal Church have asked me to announce that on Sunday, the 10th of December, in a week's time at 4 p.m., there'll be a choral evensong at their church. That's 4 p.m. next Sunday, December 10th, and all are welcome to attend that event as well. For the next three Wednesdays, from 7 to 9 p.m. at the church center, right, Jim? Yes? There'll be a drop-in session for those who would like extra help learning the ins and outs of Office 365. For all those who serve in leadership in the church who have accounts for O365, if you're in need of help with setup or any particular questions about it, Jim has graciously offered three sessions for the next three Wednesdays, 7 to 9 p.m. for help with this. Any more details, please speak with Jim. And for a final intimation, I would like to turn it now over to Fiona.
Very brief this morning. Just if you are needing some Christmas shopping done at Loaves and Fishes, we have two items which are great. In fact, we have three items which are great for Christmas. We have our recipe book, which was the same one as last year, if you got one last year. I also have a Loaves and Fishes calendar for 2018. And we also have Loaves and Fishes gift vouchers. So if you would like to support Loaves and Fishes by buying any of these, and you can't make it to Loaves and Fishes during the week, have a word with me after the service and I will be taking some orders. They're £5 for the calendars, £4.50 for the recipe books. Thank you.
Thanks, Fiona. Anne, should I say anything about the gift service next Sunday? Yes, just a reminder that next Sunday, our regular worship time, we'll have our Christmas gift service as well. So please bring gifts to place up in the church. So just a reminder about that for next Sunday. Yes, Anne?
Don't wrap them up.
But don't wrap them up.
Have the roll of paper
with the supplies needed to wrap it, but don't actually wrap the gift. So that's for next Sunday service for the gift service. I always knew there's always something else, wondering what's going on. Right, with those intimations shared, let us enter into this time of worship. And this is indeed a special time in the church year. I would like to wish you all a very happy new year. Yeah? It's the new year, the new church year, first Sunday in Advent. Come on, right? I know what time of year it is. Right? Advent marks the start of our worshiping rhythm as Christian people. So this is the first Sunday in the church year, and we'll get things started off right with singing our first hymn of praise, Light of the World, So Here I Am to Worship. And during the singing of this song, your offering for God's work will be uplifted.
Thank you.
Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you that you've given us a desire to meet together to worship you, and we pray that our worship will be acceptable to you. At the beginning of our time together, we again recognize you as a wonderful creator of the world and everything in it. As we see the changing season with the first snow and we approach Christmas, we thank you, our Father, for the gift of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. We thank you for his obedience to you while he lived here on earth and for his willingness to go to Calvary. We thank you that we can know him as our Saviour, as we remember that his purpose for coming into the world was so that through him we might be saved. Father, we thank you for providing everything we need, both materially and physically. We thank you for our village and the surrounding countryside, and we thank you for all the facilities we are able to enjoy day by day. We thank you for each other and for the love and support we receive from our friends and families. Father, this morning we pray for the family of Margaret Lane, and we pray that you will comfort them at this time of bereavement. We thank you for Margaret's life and for her witness among us here for many years. We pray also for the family of Chloe Mizak and ask that you will comfort them also. Father, we ask forgiveness for those occasions when we have done things in our daily lives that displease you. Forgive us, Lord, for the unwise words we have spoken and the wrongs we have done to others. Lord, we pray that you'll accept our offering, that it might be used here and further afield for your glory. Lord, bless us later today as we consider today's passage from the Bible, and we pray for our minister Joshua as he delivers your message to us. Lord, hear us now as we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Thank you, Adam. Well, I'm actually not giving the message today. I should have said this at the start, that we have the great privilege of having two guest speakers with us today, but they're not really guests at all. We're having Rita Custard and Sheila Simpson, who are sharing a reflection with us today. So my apologies for not thanking you at the start of our time today, but we're so glad to have you participate in worship both today. Before we sing our next song, I've been asked to share a little bit of history with everyone. For some of us, this will be new history. For some, maybe it will jog our collective memory. Back in the year 2000, St. Andrew's Church in Inverurie hosted a gathering of Gordon Presbytery, and the gathering was meant to celebrate Advent. 27 congregations gathered with banners all representing the song chosen as the anthem for the event. And this banner from Kemne Church has the names of all the children and all the leaders involved at that time in Sunday school and Kickstart written into the sun's rays. And Anne reminded us on that evening, the gathering of people and their cars was so big that the traffic in Inverurie came to a halt. So that's quite an important moment in our church's history, in our presbytery's history. And so, in recognition of that and in this banner, we sing our next song together, We'll Walk the Land.
We'll walk the land. Join me on the steps for the children's time. Come and sit up beside me and where you can see me. Come sit by me where there's a spot. And you want to see my eyes. Joshua, you want to come up? Come on up, Ben. Very good. Come on. Okay, come on up, everybody. Very good. Joshua, can you come up? Okay, I have a question for you, and let's see. Does anyone know what season we're starting to celebrate? Oh, think about it. What season are we starting to celebrate? Any guess? Christmas, Lois, isn't it? Raise your hand if you like Christmas. Oh, come on, everyone's hand should be up. Everyone likes Christmas. And there's a special season in the church that we get a holiday that leads up to Christmas, and it starts with an ah sound. Does anyone remember the word? Do you have it, Lucy? Advent. Has anyone heard? Put your hand on your head if you've heard that word before. Anyone heard Advent before? Very good. Anyone have anything at home that they might do during Advent? Anything that, yes?
An Advent calendar.
An Advent calendar. Who has an Advent calendar at home? Okay, I want to show you something that we have an Advent calendar at home. We just got back from holiday, so we haven't opened it up. Any idea whose Advent calendar this may be?
I have opened mine up.
There's a hint that there's not chocolate biscuits in this one. You may not want to eat it. The clue is the picture on it. Who do you think this one may be for? Yes. It's a dog Advent calendar. It is. So if we opened up the first day, I'm afraid you're not going to like it, because what's in there? Can anyone see?
Dog
biscuits. Is that silly? So we have, and so probably if you have an Advent calendar at home, it probably has chocolate in it maybe. Does anyone have one that has chocolate? Well, we use those to count down and get ready for what day do we count down and get ready for? Anyone remember what day you count all the way down to get ready for? Yes.
Christmas,
and we get ready for the 24th, the 25th for Christmas. And so that's what Advent is all about. It's waiting for the arrival of who? Put your thinking caps on. Who would be coming? Lucy, do you have it?
Jesus.
And there's something really special we do at church. At church, we don't just do chocolate or doggy biscuit calendars. We have something special. And I'll have you use your eyes if you can see something, and it might be really, really, really close to you, that we might do during the Advent time at church. So look around, see what you see, and someone might even be able to touch it. It might be so close to them. Any clue on what we do? Can you see it, Samuel? Do you know what this is called? We call it an Advent wreath. And any idea what we do with this at Christmas time or Advent time? What do you think? We light them. And why would we light candles?
Because it's night.
It is, sometimes we do it at night, but sometimes we do it during the day. There's a special name that we have for Jesus, which is that he is the blank of the world. Anyone ever heard of it? And the clue is the candle. He's the light of the world. So we light the candles to remember that Jesus is the light of the world, and we want to wait expectantly for him to come. So this is something special that we get to do at Advent. And we are going to do this very soon in the worship service. So I want you guys to be able to look and to see. And how many do you think we're going to light since today is the first Sunday of Advent? First, Lucy. One. And so for each Sunday of Advent, we get to light one. And then on Christmas Eve, we get to light the middle one. And this, usually there's four Sundays. Christmas Eve is actually going to be the fourth in that way. Are we going to, you want to do it right now? We get to do it right now. If you can't see, get in a spot where you get to see so you can see the lighting of the Advent candle. And remember that this is for us to expectantly await for Jesus to come. And so which one are we going to try to do? So make sure you can see this candle, okay? Let's see if we can see expectantly as we wait for Jesus to come. Okay. Oh, expectation. Yay. 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 Very good. Yay. Okay, you guys can all sit back down, and I'm going to say a prayer. So at home, sometimes people have the calendars. You could do an Advent wreath at home. Or all of you are invited to come and join me after the church service at the church center, and we are going to get a chance to make some very special things to get ready for Advent. So you could have your own book. Which, does anyone recognize the picture that's on the front?
Candles.
It has a wreath just like this. And we'll have other things to expectantly await Christmas coming. Here's a chain if you choose to make, or there's some ornaments. So all of you are invited to join me as we are going to do some things to expectantly wait for Jesus to come. So will you pray with me? Can everyone pray with me? Okay, bow your head and close your eyes, and we are going to pray together. Lord, we thank you for the season of Advent, when we get to expectantly await for you to come and to come again. So Lord, we thank you for the gifts of biscuits or dog treats, but we thank you ultimately for the gift of your life. We pray this in your name, as all God's children together say, amen. Thanks, you guys. You guys can go sit back down.
Thank you, Heather. We continue now in worship together with singing our next hymn, Longing for Light, We Wait in Darkness.
Show your holy people.
Today, as we've heard, is the first Sunday of Advent, so we light the first candle on our Advent wreath, which is the candle of hope. Over 2,000 years ago, in a world that was not much different to our own, when the Israelites had little hope for the future of their country or their people, the Jewish prophets called to God to come to the people and make things right. They told the people, and they tell us, that a Messiah would come as a new hope in the midst of suffering. Their prayers were answered with the birth of Jesus, also called Emmanuel, the Hebrew word meaning God is with us. Today begins our Advent journey of waiting for the birth of the one who is called the light of the world and the hope of the nations. As we light the candle of hope today, we give thanks for the prophets of today who dare to speak words of hope for liberation, who say no to the evil in the world, and who call us to overcome our fears so we may let go of faulty ways of thinking and doing, and explore new visions of how things could be. Let's join together in the prayer that's on the screen. Pray with me. Lord God, so many in your world have lost hope or put their hope in false promises. Sometimes it can feel that you aren't here with us, but far away. We pray we feel you in our world again. Be Emmanuel for us, so we may see where you are already present. Enter our hearts to see in new ways the creative power of hope. Help us live into your hope, so we may be your light shining in the dark places of the world. We pray this in the name of the one who was born in Bethlehem and whose return we await. Amen.
This is the first Sunday in Advent. We heard from Fiona last week that the church year has ended, and from Joshua this morning. Today we mark the beginning of a new church year. Each year we can begin anew, remembering once again the hope that was promised to us. As we follow the readings during Advent, we read about the development of this hope. Why are these 4 weeks before Christmas called Advent? The term comes from a Latin word, adventus, meaning coming or arrival. We immediately think it refers to the coming of Jesus at Christmas time. But it's not the whole story. The focus of the entire season is the preparation to celebrate the birth of Jesus, the Christ, in his first advent, or coming, excuse me, but also the anticipation of the return of Christ the King in his second advent. Both are referred to in the readings from Scripture today. Our first reading from the prophet Jeremiah prophesies the coming of Jesus, our King and Saviour. You'll find this on page 796 in your Bibles. And we read from Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 14. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring forth for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. This is the coming of the child Jesus in Bethlehem, which we anticipate and prepare for in these next 4 weeks. That is what we are calling the first coming. We continue our readings from Scripture, but in the New Testament. You'll find this in the Gospel according to Mark, page 980. Excuse me. And we're reading from chapter 13, verse 32. But of that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Take heed. Watch, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey. When he leaves home, he puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on watch. Watch, therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all: watch. The Gospel of Luke also speaks of the end of the world and what we refer to as the second coming of Jesus at the end of time. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But there is still another coming, which forms an important and indispensable link between these first and second comings. It is the welcoming of Jesus into our lives, here and now. This is something that takes place every day. By it, we both acknowledge the first coming of Jesus in Bethlehem and prepare for the second coming at an unknown future date. Our life in this world is a kind of journey or pilgrimage. It is important that we should know where we are going and where our destination lies. In this double focus on past and future, the Advent season symbolizes the spiritual journey of individuals and congregations as they affirm that Christ has come, that he is present in the world today, and that he will come again in power. That acknowledgement provides a basis for holy living, arising from a profound sense that we live between the times and are called to be faithful stewards of what is entrusted to us as God's people. But the scripture for today tells us that on the journey of life, we should be ready to stop our journey at any point. That is, to be ready to meet the Lord whenever he calls us to himself. Whether that be in the very near future or many years away. The important thing is, be prepared. But don't be afraid. Don't worry. In both the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, Christ tells us not to have anxious thoughts, but to consider the lilies of the field, who neither spin nor weave, but nonetheless Solomon in all his glory was not attired like one of these. Fear, worry, and anxiety do not solve any problems. As we are living in anticipation of something more, better even, we don't need to know the time nor the hour, because we are living in a place of hope. We are reminded not to live in complacency, but in hope. Hope is a theological virtue, a continual looking forward to the eternal world. Is not a form of escapism or wishful thinking, but one of the things a Christian is meant to do. It does not mean we are to leave the present world as it is. In history, you will find that the Christians who did most for the present world were the ones who thought most about the next. The apostles themselves are a significant example. We are sure but there are many others. The apostles were absolutely sure of the fact of the resurrection because they had seen Jesus risen and alive. They were equally sure that he would come back again to establish his eternal kingdom. They were sure of this because Jesus himself had promised to return. When Paul and others speak of hope, they do not mean a fragile wish that may be disappointed, but the certainty of faith that Jesus will keep his promise. The Christian's past is wiped clean by God's forgiveness. Our presence is filled with God's presence. And his future, our future, means being with Jesus himself. No wonder Peter called it a great and glorious joy. We'll now sing our next hymn, Emmanuel.
Thank you.
As we heard at the start of our time together today, we are trying a new format of communion starting this Sunday for us to come forward to receive the elements. But if you're unable for any reason to come forward, don't fret. We'll be happy to bring the elements out to you as well as needed. We have heard today on this first Sunday in the church year that we are to be people of hope. We have heard that hope is not a flimsy thing. We've heard that hope is perhaps the greatest of all things. That when the biblical writers speak of hope, they speak of a confident expectation that the promises that God has made will come to full fruition. God's word, God's promise is as good as it gets. We can put our trust in it and in God fully. And it is as people of hope that we gather together at this table. We gather here to meet Jesus Christ, who is hope incarnate. And whether we have carried them for days, weeks, months, or years, our Lord Jesus calls us to lay all of our cares on this table. For it is here that our hope is renewed. It is here that we receive nourishment that we need for our journey as disciples. It is here we receive courage and renewed faith in the gospel of hope. And this table does not belong to Kemnay Parish Church, nor does it belong to the Church of Scotland. This table belongs to Jesus Christ and to him alone. It is he who is calling all who will trust in him to partake of this feast together. So come to this table, not because you must, but because you may. Come not because you are strong, but because you are weak. Come not because any goodness of your own gives you the right, but come because you need mercy and help. Come because you love the Lord a little and would like to love him more. Come because Jesus loves you and gave himself for you. Come and meet the risen Christ in hope, for we are his body. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Hear now the words of institution recorded for us by St. Paul in his first letter to the Corinthian church. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he also took the cup after supper and said, "This cup is the new covenant sealed in my blood. Do this as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again." The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It's right to give our thanks and praise.
Eternal God, holy and mighty, it is truly right and our greatest joy to give you our thanks and our praise, to worship you in every place where your glory abides. You laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They shall perish, but you shall endure forever. You are always the same, and your time will never end. You have formed each of us in your image. You have called us to be your people. But time and again we turned away from you, leaving sin and death to reign. Still, you loved us and sought us out. In Jesus Christ, your grace defeated death and reopened the way to eternal life. Therefore, we join with all of your people in every time and every place, saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. The body of Jesus Christ is true food. The blood of Jesus Christ is true drink. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Come, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Drink.
Well, that was messy and fun. May the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Let us show each other now a sign of peace. Peace be with you, Miss Emsley.
In prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, we come before you this morning to bring our prayers of intercession and for the world to you. We pray for a broken world, Lord. We hear, see, and read of many terrible things which happen throughout the world. We bring before you the Middle East, where many people live in a permanent fear of war and hostility. We pray for peace to reign, Lord, that those fighting may realize that their actions are wrong and unacceptable. We also pray for those who have lost family members or friends, homes, health, and hope. We pray especially for our fellow Christians in the Middle East and across the world who fear for their safety. We ask for tolerance in these places towards Christians. We also bring the people of Yemen before you, Lord. We bring all people who are suffering through hunger and disease to you. We pray that you would provide relief to those in desperation so that they can recover and live their lives to the full. We also pray for the people of Central and Southern America who live in fear of gang violence. However, Lord, we thank you for your grace and blessings on the recent peace talks in Colombia and in other places. Loving, merciful, gracious God, we pray for all those who have been bereaved. We bring before you the families of Margaret Lang and of Chloe Mizek. We ask that the comfort and peace of the Holy Spirit may be with them at this sad time. We also pray for families of all 44 sailors on board the Argentinian submarine, which vanished recently. Please be with all in hospitals and those who are ill. We ask for God's healing to be close to them. We thank you for our health care and education in Scotland, Father, for the opportunity to learn and to grow with Jesus in our lives. We bring all things before you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We now rise to sing our closing song of praise, Strength Will Rise.
Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the
you're the
As we heard at the start of our time, we have a family gathering for families with young children at the church center. If that's you, please do walk to the church center if you're able to make it right after this service. If you can't make it today, no worries. We'll get the resources from today's Advent craft activity to you. Now receive the benediction. We are people grounded in hope, and hope does not disappoint, because that hope is grounded in Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world, the Savior who has come and will come again. We await his advent. And may the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be upon each of us and upon all who we love this day and forevermore.